Unfortunately, due to traffic flow considerations, the traffic rules are not used in a way that is safety sealed. For example, you have dashed lines, you have junctions, not all junctions are signaled. You have roundabouts, so you have negotiation points. For negotiation points, the human society has this cautious driving social contract. It's very interesting to see that...
Not in Israel, it's not a cautious driving social contract, but yeah.
It's a different interpretation of the contract, and that's exactly the point here. It's a very, very... That's exactly it. What makes the culture of driving so different? If you go to India, you see that the method or the interpretation of the social contract is go through the junction while honking, maintaining straight line, constant speed, be predictable, you're done.
And it works.
And the rest will know that this is what you're supposed to do and that they respond to it. In San Francisco, you would see much more conservative interpretation of that social contract, much more, I dare to say, socially aware, to be fair.
Probably the only conservative thing in San Francisco.
Yeah, socially aware. So what we did, and that touches the first point that you brought up, is exactly what should be that digital interpretation of the social contract. Interestingly enough, today it's not metric. You say just drive, demonstrate carefulness or cautiousness. And when you go to the law system even to try and understand what does it mean, break it down for me. It's all coming retrospective investigation of accidents that draw that line. What we did in the RSS, Responsibility Sensitive Safety concept, is exactly created our own digital interpretation of the social contract, which is very broadly promoted across the world. We're working with standardization bodies, regulators around the world.
Yeah, but there's still going to be human beings in the cars in the roundabout, human beings in the cars that are kind of veering out of the road.
To hear the rest of this podcast or listen to other episodes of Firewall, go to firewall.media or find us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.